Thomas on Red Radio.
For the students, by the students.
Broadcasting live 24/7.
Rightio. So now we're joined by two of our student leadership with Justage and Carl. How are you guys?
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. So, Justage, I wanted to start by asking you. I've been hearing some of the awesome things that are going to be taking place. What have our committees got planned?
Yeah, no. So, Tom, as you know, it's different times you're going into. Committee events usually happen within the school, where the students can directly interact with the committees and their events. So, we've taken that in its stride, and we're going in with events for the students still to be interacting with, but the platform by which we're doing it is going to be different. Obviously, we're working from home now, so a lot of our events are going to be on social media and various Google Classroom platforms. But just to give you a little insight into the events that are coming up, so obviously now since we're in April and we've never had committee events within April before, we have the Workers' Day and Freedom Day, which we're going to be commemorating through the
Okay, I think we lost Justage there a bit. Justage, are you back?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, you missed you. You were saying some of the things that are going on?
Yeah, so as I was saying, since we are in April now and committee events have never really happened during April, we have Workers' Day and Freedom Day on calendar, in which the Social and Civic Committee will be commemorating the Freedom Day and the Ubuntu Committee will be commemorating Workers' Day. And the means by going to do this is going to be a lot more interactive for students than it's usually away from home. So, yeah.
Okay, awesome. So I think there's some great things in the plan. With regards to our student leadership, Carl, what's been the discussions happening there?
So, Tom, we've had numerous meetings so far, but honestly, there's not much in our power that we can do right now. But our main goal and aim is to basically support and encourage Red Hillians at these unprecedented times, you know, to continue to build at Red, to continue to spread the love and joy to not only their peers, but also their teachers. And and just try to convince Red Hillians to live up to the Red Hill values, even during this upheaval. And all in all, just to motivate them to continue to strive for greatness and for their desired academic results.
So I know that the SRC is going to carry on operating, which I think is a very crucial platform for the students to have their voice heard. So they can still carry on with their student representative council and with their representatives to voice their requests and so forth, specifically within the high school.
Yes, of course. So we put together the SRC, and we will continue to receive messages, and we encourage students to contact their student representative and give them suggestions or potential problems, and then we'll take that up to Mrs. A and Mr. Jurassi, with which we will argue and resolve.
So, Justage, if John Doe in grade 7 has an idea that they think would be great for the committees, how can they get a hold of either the committee or yourself or Naki? How can we, if we want to, you know, approach our committees, how could we go about doing that?
And of course, that's a fantastic question. So firstly, as all students are aware, Socially Red is the Instagram sort of platform by which students can communicate with each other across the school effectively. Google Classrooms are other methods. But moreover, what we're going to be doing for the committees is that all information regarding that, we're going to be putting on Google Classroom either weekly or quarterly, whatever, as we need, in order for students to receive the communication from the committees. But with that said, it's also now a feedback system in essence that, in other words, that for the committees to have their events successfully carried out and for them to achieve the events in its entirety, students are going to have to also be putting back a lot more into the committee and giving back effectively. Look, committees, as they are, has always been about interacting with the community and being mindful of the community we live in at large. So with these new times, we're given a great opportunity to do that. So communication will be sent around by which members of the school can come back to us or the members of committees.
Brilliant. Thank you, Justej and Carl. That was our head of committees, Justej Luther, and our head boy, Carl Tiefenthaler. So, you know, today we've attempted to answer all your questions. If you were not able to have your question answered, we please encourage parents to please either email the grade head or your students, your child's mentor. You know, students, your mentors in high school are the people you want to contact, your class teachers. If those questions haven't been answered, and I think that's why specifically there is a platform in which to do that every morning in the high school. So yes, thank you so much for joining us on Red Radio today. I will get the podcasts out as soon as possible. So thank you for listening in. I think it was an incredible time to interact with all of you, and I hope that you have a restful last day of your holiday before we head into our full on school. So yes, thank you for joining us. We will keep you updated as the more results from the presidency and the government come out. We will try to keep transparent. We will keep inviting Mr. Jurassi on, and maybe we can look at having some of the prep school leadership as well, and they just to keep transparent, because that's obviously our number one goal. But